Hello, patrons. We are here for the Blades episode 12 after show chat. So that was pretty fun. I thought that was a pretty cracking 3-hour.
Cracking.
Uh huh.
Good one. Finger guns.
Yeah. Before we started recording here, we were talking about the sort of benefits sometimes from a short session can get us focused and like moving at a faster clip.
I felt way more like we have to get shit done because we only have 3 hours. So in my brain, I was just like, holy shit, like we need to kill stuff and get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun though. It was nice. It was nice to like, cause I was gone last week and then we did the 10.5 before that. So it was nice to feel like we were jumping in and like at a running pace, like just hit the ground running. And we all got to do stuff and we didn't die. We almost died lots of times.
God, you tried to kill Zeke.
I thought you were straight up joking when you told Zeke, like, you die.
I did too.
I thought he was joking. And all of us, there's this like pause. We were just like, what do you mean he dies? Like, that's not a thing.
The game goes from zero to lethal pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you get shot by two guys at close range and then you die. That's a thing.
I think we forget that there's that is a thing that happens because I mean, like, that long ago when I did the lightning hook thing and then you were just like, you could have died from that, and I had no idea. So I think we kind of throw ourselves at it and then we hear the consequences after the fact and are like, oh shit.
That was one of my favorite things in the feedback thread was people were like, this game's not lethal. John just pussyfoots around and they never, and it's like, and then one of my favorite responses to that was someone's like, actually, it's quite lethal. I think you're underestimating how well they roll. And it's funny because we're not like rolling 35 sixes in an episode. We roll up and down, but when it's like, okay, well, you need this roll or this really bad thing happens, we get our good rolls, and we've consistently been doing that.
Well, the episode where we fought at Lord Suker's Manor and I tried to fight a like crazy ghost like 3 times and failed every time. And every single time I rolled to resist, I rolled a 6. So, like, that shit could have gone really, really bad. I could have been seriously injured or, like, dead or traumatized or whatever. But yeah, I rolled 6s on all of my resist rolls. Mm-hmm. So, I think, yeah, that's definitely... It seems like it's less lethal than it is because we are getting really lucky sometimes. Because, like, I mean, today, with Myth, like, you were like, Myth will be destroyed if you roll a 1 through a 5. And I rolled a 6. Like...
Yeah, and then everyone was going to have to make resistance rolls without Myth's clutch move there. And you were 2 away from trauma right there. Like, that would have traumatized you out almost certainly, probably Aldo as well. A 16% shot at that happening. And that's why we play, right? We that's why we're out writing stories down ahead of time. We don't know how it's going to turn out. But I think that feedback thread was pretty interesting. It's great to have that. I worked a lot of years in graphic design in corporate America, and so feedback, direct, honest feedback is a very hard thing to get from clients and from bosses. Sometimes people pussyfoot around a lot and tell you what you want to hear and all that kind of thing. And I really appreciate like honest feedback from viewers and from fans. And that was a really, really good thread. It was a mix of all kinds of different opinions and. It's good. It's really good for us to hear what you guys think and what you like and what you don't like. And we can take it all with a grain of salt. You know, we're not here just like doing everything by committee. But same time, we're taking that stuff. We want to make the show better. So
I think all of us know that, like, there's always the matter of taste of like whether or not somebody likes something because it's just not their personal preference. But as I said just before we started recording this video is that I think I was glad to see that the biggest criticism or the reason that people don't or can't watch the show when it's live is because of just the time. And it's not like, well, your show sucks and we hate all of you and we want you to cancel your show. It was just literally the time is just bad. So as you guys probably know, we're going to be moving to Sundays starting the 19th, which I'm pretty excited about because I think it'll be a lot better. I know there's a lot of like even just my regular viewers on my stream that are like they want to watch Blades, but it airs at like 1 a.m. to, I don't know, like 4 a.m. in the morning or whatever it is in Europe, you know, which is just, it's impossible for people to watch. So this will be really good for them because it'll be like evening, like 8 p.m. So
yeah. I thought another good point, too, was that it's on a day with Court of Swords as well. So for a lot of viewers, they watch all this stuff. But in a day, they're not going to put aside 8+ hours to watch that because they have lives. So
I would
having our own day means that we can access new people, but also new energy levels, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too, is that people forget. Like, so I've heard or I've seen people make the comment sometimes of, like, they seem, like, kind of low energy or whatever. And it's like, we've all been working all day up until the time the show starts. So I'm really looking forward to that as well for, you know, Sunday mornings when we're all, like, you know, at the beginning of our day rather than, like, winding down. And it's, like, the last 4 hours of my day.
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that. That's, that's true.
Yeah, so they'll catch me right in the morning when I'm having my morning coffee. It's going to be awesome.
And I think
it'll give
we talked about this too. Like, maybe we can steer the show a little bit where when we start next Sunday, we can have a kind of not quite season two, but a little bit of a fresh start kind of because potentially we'll have new viewers. So it'll give us a chance to introduce a new plot line probably and kind of like start with a bang on a new clear goal for the crew, so we won't have to sort of recap 12 episodes worth of stuff. We can kind of jump into something that will be interesting for new viewers too. I think that'll work out.
I was really pleased to see the feedback thread because I really like I've done a lot of role play and to me this is one of if not the most enjoyable one I've ever been on for so many different reasons. And I felt like I'm self-aware enough not to be like, well, every show that I'm on, I think is the best ever. It's like, no, I'm pretty aware of the fact when something's special. So it's cool that we can take feedback, make adjustments, and hopefully show that off to a lot more people because there's just been so many amazing moments and the system's really cool and the show's great and the cast and stuff. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like one of those things that I want to share with people. And I think being at an earlier time, we'll be able to share it with more people.
Yeah.
Sorry, John, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. One of the bits of feedback, actually, we implemented it tonight, which was someone suggested in that thread to show everyone's like current stress levels and harm and stuff on screen all the time. Because sometimes these dramatic things are happening to us because we know Aldo only has stress left to spend and that resistance roll was like a huge deal, but the audience isn't aware of that. So I added that tonight and I think it worked. I think it was, well, the audience will tell us, but I think that adds a little more to the drama when you can actually see the dwindling reserves on the screen. And JP was saying that hopefully there'll be some Roll20 API stuff attached to that soon. So that'll be automatically updated when you update your character sheets, you know, but that's coming in the future, not right now, but that'll be cool to actually have that kind of integration and more like immediately live feedback for the viewers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying before we recorded, Jeff, like there's a difference between what's fun as a game group, what's fun for us to do, and what's fun to watch. And those things overlap the Venn diagram, but it's not a one-to-one relationship. And,
right.
So we want to continue to add bells and whistles and tweak our show format so that they overlap more and more as we move forward.
Well, because it's only nine stress to trauma. So the fact that, you know, if Rune does the lightning thing twice and that's 4 stress already, you know, like they can see that and visually like track the danger level that you're putting yourself in.
It'll happen eventually, Anne.
I'm really close. I mean, we need to get some drugs into Rune.
The first trauma is the fun one. It's everything after that where it's scary.
How many traumas until you're like out of the, like 4. Down for the count?
4+.
4.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when start into retirement mode. You can't really be a scoundrel anymore.
Okay.
For some reason,
I thought it was 2, and that's why I was more nervous about taking a trauma because I don't know why I got it into my head that it was 2 traumas.
It's a variable, Jeff. You can play like when you take your 4th trauma, you retire, or after, or when you take your 5th one. It depends on how you want to play.
Oh, okay.
No, normally, it's when you take your 4th one, but that's something we can decide as a group.
Unless you have special abilities that get really cool at your 4th trauma, maybe.
And your ability lets you survive when you would be traumatized out. You get one more chance, but
okay.
change when that happens. And it's not something, well, you're going to enjoy it, but it's bad for a normal person. Yeah. So, besides the feedback thread, speaking more about tonight's episode, one thing I really liked was seeing because the one thing this game stresses a lot is the idea of getting over planning or skipping past it or minimizing it as much as possible, kind of like getting to the action quicker. And there's a mechanic to sort of do planning in a fast way, which we've used before, but tonight's format actually even skipped that. Like, I didn't even ask you guys, like, how do you want to attack the foghounds, or what do you think would be a good approach? We just skipped that part, and I just decided, like, a boat chase will be fun. Let's do a boat chase without really consulting with you guys, which is obviously not something that I would want to do every single time, because seeing how you guys think and how you approach problems is interesting. You don't want to just have me telling you how you do stuff, right? But I think it's a nice lesson for people at home who are playing Blades, and for us too, that you don't need to rely on the extensive planning and second guessing and plotting and all these things. You can have a fun game session just starting out in the heat of the moment and then scurrying around and trying to deal with problems in the moment. That's a perfectly fun way to play too.
I think that your game enables that a lot, which is really fun. And it's funny because this is almost a bigger issue for us, but I can hear it, with this group. Like, we all play with, you know, Adam or Steven before that, and JP and I have played with Neil before that, who is even more lethal. But it's funny because, John, you come in as like a new AG DM, where we're like, well, no, we need to meticulously plan this out, because the second one of us says something like, well, this is our plan, and you're, and everyone in the chat's like, what a stupid fucking plan. And the DM's like, well, that didn't work. You're all dead now. Like, I can hear and feel our group coming from that angle, less so as the weeks advance, but it's really funny because it's such a different frame of mind in tabletop like RPG games. And I really like it. It's a fresh take where it's like, no, don't worry about the plan. It's your role and then description therefore, but also recall, you know, like looking back to make sure that, you know, you have that discussion or plan to make sure it works. It's a fresh take. It's really fun.
That's true. Yeah. I feel like when I played, or when we did West Marches, and it was like, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then Steven would just be like, all right, well, when you said you were going to do Y, you didn't think about the fact that this was going to happen. And then it was just this like one tiny thing that he abused because I like didn't think about it. And I was just like, oh, God, like, all right. And then it's just like, well, now you're, you know, being murdered by some monster or something like that. So.
Yeah, and in that kind of game, that's like where the game happens, is in that friction and the like gotchas. It's almost like that's the fun of playing that type of D&D, is that like battle between the GM and the players. And this game doesn't operate in that space, really. It really comes down to how much do you suffer to do the thing? How messed up and banged up and traumatized do your characters become? It's much less about like absolute failure or that doesn't work at all or whatever. You can usually scrape by in this game. It's just a question of how messed up do you get doing that, and then how much recovery do you need, and how much of your coin do you have to burn on your vices and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, and that gives way to making better or more dynamic choices when you have that option, when you are pretty sure that no matter what, you'll live through it, you'll have to pay for it, but you're pretty sure that you got a good chance of living through most shit. It gives you the opportunity to really do some fantastic stuff and really like story or just visual, like killing three guys while taking a shot in the chest. Like, that shit can happen. And it's so much fun to say like, okay, you will die, but there's an option.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. That's why I'm not afraid in this system to do more of that shit, because yeah, I'll suffer later, and yeah, I'll have to like spend time and coin on downtime to fix myself up. But that just means I can do cool shit now.
Agreed.
especially when you're invested in your character in a long-term kind of way. And there's like another sort of gear in this game that it requires this mental shift, like you were talking about, Jeff, where I play with some people who they play Blades to play kind of as many characters as possible, kind of. So they are not as many as possible, but like they want to play a succession of characters. They want to try out different things. And so they're the type of players who will say, I say, you skirmish with these guys, you kill them all, they shoot you through the chest and you die. And they go, wow, yeah, I had a good run. You know, I don't resist that. I die. And then they make a new guy. But, you know, and that's like such a weird mind shift as a player, because you're so used to like keeping your guy alive as your main task.
That's why I like Blades, because compared to, like Court of Swords, where they've gone through like so many characters. And I'm so attached to Rune and to Aldo and Careless and Caterby, you know, like I'm so attached to the story of, you know, Skurlock and now Bell. And I love playing both Rune and Bell at the same time. And I'm really excited to see where that's going.
Yeah.
So that's why I was just like, I don't want to take trauma. Like, I'm just not going to do it because I don't want Rune to die, you know? So I don't want to give up on that character. That's why I like that Blades is less fatal, maybe, you know, because it's not just like, well, you get shot. Well, in all those cases, you get shot and you die. But, you know, like you can take trauma before just being thrown to the wolves, you know?
Yeah, it's a slow burn. And
right.
And there's like hard mode Blades too, which I don't think we'll get into in this group either. But some people play where you have devil's bargains, like you can't resist the harm from this.
Mm.
So if you don't get a six and you take the harm, you just got to take it. You can't resist it.
Yeah.
So there's all
that's
kinds
hardcore
of
shit.
It's that's super hardcore. Yeah. not right. Because
the harm is pretty savage in this game. Like we all joke about resisting, but if you take, it's only a couple injuries and you're like pretty much maimed. You're down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I agree though. I think this particular combination of characters is very strong and it makes sense to, see where they go together in the long term instead of like having this sort of churn of new people coming in and out of the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is also one of those rare systems where I look almost more forward to the role playing than I do to the combat. I mean, combat is great. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the interactions and the intrigue and the politics and the subterfuge and shit like that you can employ during just role playing moments are some like among the best I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah. This is definitely the most invested in like a story. Like I'm, that's why I said, like, I'm so excited to see where stuff goes with Bell. I have so many ideas and I just can't wait.
Well, I can't wait to use my fucking hunt on actually hunting down stuff.
Yeah.
I'm psyched for Bell too.
Dude.
I don't know what you're going to do and I can't wait to find out.
That's where the best is, because that want, that excitement generates good, like amazing feelings both ways. It can either be that you feel so sad and disappointed because it doesn't happen, or it doesn't happen the way you want it to.
Yeah.
Or you feel so good and happy because it does happen and you get to find out answers and it's really good role playing. But I've experienced both, and man, for very different reasons, it's fun to play a game where like that level of emotion is evoked completely safely, you know, like. I've mourned a character for a few days, but then you move on, as opposed to like you actually losing someone type of thing.
Yeah. Yep. I can't wait. I'm excited about all the possibilities coming up. It's gonna be cool. We will talk more in the coming days, I think, to orient ourselves towards our season two kickoff in the right way. And that's gonna probably focus some of those things into more immediate situations, so that'll be cool to see. Cool. I think that about wraps up our post show, unless someone else has anything they wanted to say.
No,
we're good.
Looking forward to. I'm just excited to do more.
Yeah, me too.
That's a good thing too about Blades, is that at the end of it, I always just, I'm not tired of it. I want more. I just want to keep doing it. I'm excited for next week.
We have two games next week. Next week, really, Tuesday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be
yes.
Chock full of Blades. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for supporting the show via Patreon and watching our post show and everything. We will see you in the next one next Tuesday. Bye.